What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, there have been a few articles of landlords taking matters into their own hands. However, this one is different. Why? Because of the parties involved. So yeah, things are definitely going a hell of a lot darker nowadays. Like the landlord in this article that was published on the 17th of November. New York landlord accused of fatally stabbing two tenants and his girlfriend. This guy decided to give them the permanent eviction. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 54-year-old homeowner faces charges after allegedly stabbing fatally two tenants and his girlfriend during a dispute about unpaid rent this week. You see, let's go back to Charlie 19. The rent moratoriums. That unfortunately planted a seed of entitlement within a lot of people. However, some landlords, I'm not talking about slumlords, but some actual good landlords got heavily burned in that process. Why? Because the tenants, did they care? No. Did they care about the owner, the landlord? Did they care about his bills? No. Did they care about the upkeep of the property that he's responsible for? No. Only thing they said was, you know what? You can't evict us, so we're going to not pay you. And guess what? There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, no, people. No. There were some landlords out there that, in fact, took matters into their own hands. According to Queens County District Attorney Melinda Katz, on Tuesday, November 14th, at around 7 a.m., David Daniel turned himself into New York Police at 113th Precinct. He told police, quote unquote, "I'm having issues with my tenants. I did something bad." WPIX-TV reports. Officers subsequently responded to 122 through 139 Milburn Avenue in the neighborhood of St. Albans in Queens, where they discovered Daniel's two tenants, a man and a woman, deleted from multiple stab wounds in the basement. Katz also said officers found Daniel's girlfriend deleted in a second floor bedroom with multiple stab wounds as well. This guy went straight the fuck up Ginzu. He stuck everybody in there. Katz called it, quote unquote, a bloody crime scene, and said it was the result of quote-unquote extraordinary brutality. There you go. This man was so thoroughly enraged about being disrespected by them not paying what they owed him. Yeah, he literally took matters into his own hands. WPIX-TV identified the victims as Daniel's girlfriend, 51-year-old Colleen Fields, and his two tenants, 57-year-old Wayne Thomas and 55-year-old Yvette Sweeney. Daniel allegedly became upset when his tenants stopped paying their rent. He reportedly told reporters that he stabbed the victims because he was, quote unquote, under a lot of stress. There you go. They didn't give that man the money that they agreed to pay him by signing a lease or any sort of mortgage or, you know, the paperwork for rent. They decided, nope, we're not going to pay you, which in turn put him under stress, which in turn made him snap. Katz announced that Daniel was arraigned on 3 counts of first-degree termination, 3 counts of second-degree termination, and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. Daniel faces life in prison without the possibility of parole if convicted. He was scheduled to appear in court on November 17th. Well, well, well. Like I said, there have been plenty of stories of landlords who were faced with the same dilemma, the same scenario. However, the details were not there for me to cover some of those stories. But yeah, the fact that his girlfriend was in on the dispute, he decided, you know what? Yep, she's going to have to go as well. Telling you, more and more people are no longer putting up with disrespect, especially when it comes to matters of money. Yep. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the residence. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the hot butter knife of doom. I'm giving this a 25. Psychological impact. She said it was a bloody crime scene, which meant it probably looked like a house of horrors. So I'm going to give the psychological impact a 30. And for the brutality factor, her words, extraordinary brutality. 3 people stuck like pin cushions, blood everywhere. I'm going to give the brutality factor a 40. So David, the death dealer, Daniel, gets a score of 105. Ladies, there are times where you should not intervene in disputes. I'm just going to give my humble opinion. Once that couple stopped paying rent, somehow they were probably all connected. They might have all known each other. So the girlfriend might have went to bat for the couple, disrespecting her boyfriend, the landlord, the owner of the property. That's just my humble opinion. Why would he take out his girlfriend? That's the main question. We know about the tenants, but why the girlfriend? Definitely, there was something going on behind the scenes between them. Who knows? Maybe he found out something about his girlfriend and the guy. This is all speculation, but like I said, there's always something behind the story that the lamestream media will never talk about. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you tenants out there who've gotten away with not paying rent for so long, understand this. The power you thought you had under the moratorium, that has gone out. The idea of you're gonna take advantage of landlords, that idea has gone out right along with it. Because trust and believe, there are more landlords out there who are in fact ready to take matters into their own hands. Believe you me. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.